Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning as we continue to contemplate the Beatitudes. Let's consider today's reading. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. On February 3rd, 2005, my best friend and my father passed away. It was a great loss for me, and I mourned this loss many months after. I still have an ache in my heart sometimes when I think of him. But the ache has indeed been replaced, for the most part, with the comfort of believing that Dad is looking over me to this day. In my earlier years, way before I returned to the faith of my youth, Dad and I would often have heated discussions about politics. He was a staunch Democrat, and I was an equally staunch Republican. He would often shake his head at me and wonder if I was truly his son. Oh, those were the good days. It was the only area of our lives where we parted ways and we agreed to disagree. It made me love him no less, and I sense he felt the same way about me too. But over the years, I began to understand his thinking. So much so, after his death, I voted for Barack Obama in 2008. Not only had I become a Democrat, but I sensed that Trish and I were to reach out to people who were homeless in our area where we lived. My comfort, this beatitude speaks of, often comes from the belief that Dad is watching me from heaven and smiling, saying, "That's my son, Eddie. He's a good man who loves people and helps those who are poor." You know, someone once said, "Great grief comes from great love." My sister Sally lost her son Richie to leukemia many years ago. After her great loss, she wound up volunteering at the very same hospital Richie passed away, meeting with other parents who were going through the same tragedy she had walked through herself. I believe this beatitude is speaking of a spiritual principle here. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Yes, great grief comes from great love. The degree of our mourning is in direct relationship to the love we have for the loss. We can not only be comforted by knowing that our love is great, but we are also given the opportunity of turning this great loss into something good. Let's take the rest of the time that we have together this morning and think about our losses. Can we be comforted by knowing our mourning is a reflection of the love we had for them? And one last thing to meditate upon. Can we take this terrible loss we've gone through and turn it into something good?